Coffee. Episode 125, Talking to Bugs. This week, me, Silky Smooth, Joel Train. We talk about advertising, Joel Train spoils Lost, and then we discuss hollow butts. You can find us snortcoffee.com or at snortcoffee on Twitter. You can dial a phone number, but I don't know if it works, so little way of being an asshole, we're probably going to change that phone number again. It'll be fun. I think that is it. Believe we are live from the Egghead Compound Carriage House. Yeah, I think that's it. Thanks for listening.
I love using the term clicker. It makes me feel old-fashioned-y. See, that was worth it.
I didn't used to call the remote a clicker.
In earnest or in sarcasm?
I think I still do, like, out of... like, some old part of my brain fires up and channel my dad, and I call it the clicker.
I call it a remote.
Yeah, I always have. I've never used the word term clicker without sarcasm.
That's good. But that means you're a hipster.
Excellent. I'm trying, man. If it wasn't for the clothing, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently.
You use doohickey seriously all the time, though.
I wish.
What's this coffee making doohickey? That's a coffee maker. Old dude.
Welcome to our coffee?
Yeah, it's a show.
Show. It's better than snorting old coffee. It doesn't work.
Snorting fresh coffee is better than snorting old coffee. It's better than snorting battery acid.
Ain't that the truth, man?
Yeah. Joel Train, Silk Smooth, me.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Good.
I'm setting myself on fire. Lovely evening. It's turned out to be. We're in a carriage house.
Nice breeze. The fireworks have calmed for the moment.
That's weird.
Look out. Ever present.
Reloading.
Always vigilant. Like Batman. But ruining people's good time with fireworks. I'm not wearing hockey pads. Be careful with those.
Sage advice from Batman.
Yeah. He always comes correct.
Like, is he a Confucianismist?
I think he certainly dabbles in Eastern religions, yeah. But he seems like such a maverick that...
Batman is a menist.
Right, yeah. I think he's his own thing. I don't think he's a joiner. I think he's very much like the Chinese in that way. Like, if you want to come to the party, come to the party, but the party is not coming to you.
That's reasonable.
Well, he's got a super sweet house, too, so, like, yeah, why would you... Like, who's going to top this location, number one?
Yeah, we're going to have it over at Bob's house, and, like, you know, Bob's got, like, a tiny little balcony, and...
Right.
Kind of shitty view.
All your grass is dead, Bob. Nobody wants to fucking look at your shitty fucking splotchy backyard, dude.
Go to Bruce's house. Hold up.
Yeah.
He's probably like got go-karts and shit, doesn't he?
Full go-kart track. Sweet-ass butler. Can ask him how to make tea or something.
Probably. Yeah, butler, unfortunately.
Oh, is he?
I think, yeah.
Well, now it's that other dude. Isn't it? The one that... Oh, fuck.
Is there a new butler?
Michael Caine?
Is it Michael Keaton?
No.
Michael Caine?
Any of the new butler? For James Bond.
Really?
Sure.
What if Michael Keaton was Batman's new butler in, like, the next Batman? And then he would, on his resume, would be like, one time I played Batman, and then one time I played Batman's butler. Like, later on, when things weren't great, I came back in. I double-dipped in the Batman, and I pulled off two characters, one way better than the other. You can guess which one that would be.
What if he was the butler, but a badass butler because he was Batman?
Right, yeah. Wow. Like, crazy good jujitsu and, yeah, like, his own little, really, like, fast. Special attachment to Batman's cave. Like, a little mini cave or system cave off to the side.
The side.
He just becomes Robin. Batman and his butler Robin, like, conquering crime in Gotham City.
I just thought we'd get stuff running out, sir.
He gets a double dip on the paychecks there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know I only worked 40 hours last week, but I put in an additional 28 as Robin. You have to pay me overtime for that.
It's a horrible
time and a half.
Here's your fighting staff, sir.
You guys know who Leo Laporte is?
Yeah, he's a tech guy. He popped a exercise ball one time.
That's true.
Who?
That's the most famous thing he's ever done, right?
I think so.
That was his crowning achievement.
He yelled at somebody too, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember. He yelled at that guy. He was so mad when his thing popped.
Yep.
He was like, fuck you, man!
it's a dude that does... This Week in Tech is like his main show or whatever.
He's got a bunch of This Weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Podcaster dude, like the probably the one that's making, like, doing the best as a business.
Probably. Yeah.
What's his name?
Leo Laporte.
Leo Laporte?
Laporte.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's building a pretty big, crazy, kick-ass studio to do this shit. Like, does video podcasts as well. Like, that's what his shit is.
Also known as TV.
Do what?
Also known as TV, video podcast.
Yes, right. Eventually.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. For ads on Twit, makes $8,000.
Okay.
For a slot.
So what? One time, he says, snortcoffee.com, funny podcast, sort of. $8,000 for that.
Yep.
$8,000 for those two sentences.
He said it depended on how many people were listening or downloaded or whatever. But no, it's a good ad. Like, it's a...
Oh, he says it during the show.
Minute, what about just, like,
minute long
not a good ad?
Like,
what about just two sentences? Would he do that?
37 cents.
Maybe at the very beginning of the show. And it's probably $1,000.
$37.
Wow, $1,000.
I'm guessing.
Can we haggle?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Channel Leo Laporte and Silky Smooth and I will haggle with him over the price right now.
Yep. We probably tweet him.
I was going to say, you guys got pocket robots.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this going. I don't know the guy, but... Well, is that going to up our listenership from...
Yeah, we'll just...
12 to 37-ish?
At least 40? That... At least the first time he does that, I would imagine, of his legions of listeners, there would be some nerds that would... There would be 150 nerds that would check it out, at least.
That's perfect.
That's it? Well, then I'm only willing to pay a buck a head, and I would need loyal listeners out of those 150.
You get three.
That's all it's worth to me, $3.
What do we want him to say? What if it was one sentence? What would that one sentence be? I'll pitch it to him on Twitter from our account.
Well, we don't have the money to pay.
We got 37. I'll pay.
We're not paying him over Twitter. We can come up with the money.
I don't have any money.
We'll wash cars or something. Yet. Haven't you seen a fucking movie? There's all sorts of ways to get money. Right. Run a summer camp. Whatever. Sell pies and shit.
All right. What are we offering him?
What do we want to offer for one sentence?
I say we start in the $30 range.
I think it's crazy to really be asking him.
Why not? It could be funny, and maybe he finds it funny. We make an offer that's so ridiculous that it's funny enough that we get a retweet, and then we get a follower from that. I don't see why it could hurt. Like, are we ever going to go to Leo Laporte, like, 10 years from now, when podcasts are super dope? Do you think, is your fear that we're going to go to Leo Laporte and say, hey, you know, we'd love to, you know, have This Week in Snort Coffee? And he's like, oh.
I remember you guys.
Oh, I remember you fucking dickheads. Yeah. And goes full-on popped exercise ball on us.
Screw you.
Screw you. Get out of my office.
Even better. I'm lowering my offer to $23.50.
$23.50 for Leo Laporte to say one sentence. What would that sentence be? What's his worst show?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I was wondering, like, because you could have it on This Week in Tech, which is the best show, right?
Yeah.
If you put it on the worst show, could it be like, I don't know, man, we'll give you, like, $13 and half a pack of cigarettes. Hand-rolled cigarettes from Austin.
Yep.
But just, like, half a pack in a Winston crush-proof box without the cellophane.
It's going to be a lot to type in a Twitter. And we still haven't come up with a sentence yet.
Snortcoffee.com.
Just say snortcoffee.com. Yeah, we'll keep it super, super short. Just say snortcoffee.com.
Significantly better than all of my shows combined. If you don't check it out, you are either gay or deaf. And if you're gay and not deaf, you should still check it out. And that's the kind of humor you should expect from these guys.
That's fair to say that that's the type of humor that. That's a long ad, though. That's significantly more than $13 and half a pack of hand-rolled cigarettes.
Go in a 14 Winston for that.
Box with cellophane.
Spider.
We'll go 14 for that. Nice.
I have no depth perception. I thought that spider was coming for my coffee.
No, it's coming for your water bottle.
Is his new studio going to be this nice?
Yeah, this is pretty nice.
Up the top.
We got some shit going on in Carriage House, so.
Breezeway, this is one of the nicer doors I've seen.
How many bikes is he going to have? Huh?
Maybe one. There's no way he'd have more than one.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
I don't think he's got one.
I could see two, but I couldn't see the. I can't see these kind of numbers.
If it were two, it would probably be a tandem. I don't think it would be two individual bikes.
Yeah, that's a one and a half.
You got a spider parade going on or something, man.
I think it's the same one coming back. But I'm not sure. He might be working on the gas web.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's a short spider parade.
He's out of my view. Really, how long can you look at a spider parade? He's going back, dude.
He's fast.
Yep.
I can't be the same spider.
It's totally the same spider, and it's going to be a huge web. I don't think he realizes.
Yeah, he'll be back, and he'll be tired.
Take a rest.
It sucks.
What was I thinking?
As soon as that guy moves that water bottle, my web is fucked.
They should listen when you tell him stuff like that.
Right.
Like, hey,
what are you doing?
Yeah, it's not going to work out.
I open this door all the time. Have you heard of the ceiling? Nobody's ever up there.
I talked it out with the giant bumblebee last weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
How'd I go?
Pretty well. Went fine, actually. Went real well.
You were able to reason with the beast?
Absolutely. Big one of those big-ass carpenter bees.
Those are the fat ones, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were called carpenter bees. Snortcoffee.com. Tell your teachers we're doing their fucking job for them. Ooh. Not that fun.
I didn't mean to snort that coffee. At least not that way.
Whole fool.
We went on this like short little hike, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like at the end, there was a destination of this nice overlook.
Okay.
Get to the end of it, and there's like the path.
End being the overlook, or end being back from the overlook.
To the overlook.
Okay.
As we get there, like it narrows to a little path as you cross this little bridge.
Right.
Right on the other side was this big-ass bumblebee.
What up?
Yeah, right in the middle of the path.
Like a troll and shit?
Huh?
Like a troll and shit?
Absolutely.
You know, pay him $5.
Did he have a riddle? Is that how you talk to him?
I wish he had a riddle.
Rumpelstiltskin, dude. That's his name.
That's
what you say.
Apparently, you
before
can...
he even talks, Rumpelstiltskin's like, get out of my way. Oh!
Knew
things were so good before the internet. Now everybody's heard of that shit. Sort of mopes off into the woods.
But yeah, man, totally guarding, keeping us out.
So what did you say to...
I just said, hey, man, we're cool. Why don't you let us get through here? We're just going to check this shit out. We're going to fuck your shit up.
We're just stoner gorillas. We leave a low footprint. We'll keep super chill. Don't worry about it. We'll leave your beanbag chairs as we found them.
And he's like, I don't know, man. And I'm like, no, seriously, come on, what the fuck? And he's like, eh, all right. And so he goes off to the side. I walk past, and he pops out in front of Kelly and is like, what the fuck?
What up, hey, bitch? Dude.
And I just was totally like, no, come on.
Did you step in between him like, yeah. whoa, that's my girl, yo? Like,
I didn't have to. I was just like, you know she's with me. And he's like, yeah, I know, I shouldn't even. And then he gets out of the way, and then we're cool again. He comes back after we cross. We hang out for a good half an hour.
Right.
Doesn't fuck with us or anything. And lets us out when we go to leave.
Nice.
Like, hey, guys, take it easy. Thanks for not fucking this shit up.
So when you came back through, he wasn't blocking the path. He was just off to the side of that same position.
He was in the path and got out of the way as we came
nice.
Through. Like, hey, take it easy. You know, walk safely back.
Don't tell your friends. I'm trying to keep people out of here.
Yeah, we knew that from the beginning.
But you just told the world. I guess you didn't get
that. Didn't tell
them
which
the
one.
Location.
Yeah, there you go. All kinds of overlooks down there in the Red River Gorge. If you find yourself in Kentucky, find yourself at the gorge. Also enjoyed a side trip to Berea, Kentucky. Nice arts and crafts area.
I feel like that is not what I've heard about Berea, Kentucky. I feel like I've heard things about Berea, Kentucky, and they weren't.
Arts and Crafts College.
Good things.
Arts and Crafts College and free tuition. If you can get in.
Because of Wii sales?
I don't think so.
Did you say weave sales? Sell their basketball.
Actually, it is weave sales, oddly enough. There is a gallery off to the side where you can purchase items made by the arts and crafts students to help support the college. And all of the students have to work at different locations around campus.
Huh.
Yeah, so
that
it's like slave
free.
Labor. Yeah, it's like, yeah, slave labor slash
a cult.
Education.
Education.
Yeah.
That's got it. That is culty.
Sounds like it, but it's good culty.
There's more coffee here if you want it. It's hard to pour, though.
Crafts. Most dangerous cult of all.
Not witchcrafts, just crafts.
Witchcraft is a craft?
Apparently.
They're not going to... They don't have any...
Oh, I didn't know. They make
each classes. They don't have a Hogwarts division?
And, you know what? I did not check out the course catalog.
I bet they do.
Very well may. All right,
they have
maybe
a cheese.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Cheese division.
I don't think so. I wish they did. You could fucking propose that and get it in, I assume. Make you Professor Cheese.
What if you had a whole course based around craft singles, man? Like,
what?
they come in one size, and it's like a box. But then inside the box, it's just like individual sheets of cheese, man. How does that happen?
Whatever you do, man, don't put them on a paper plate without their protective coating.
Is that true?
More Confucianism.
Yeah, it is. That's precept one, man.
Precept one.
That's in the foreword.
First thing you thought of. It's like, oh, yeah, don't do this.
Whatever you do.
Confucius say.
Throw out the plate, throw out the cheese, don't even try. Don't waste your time.
I've been having to pick my nose a lot, man.
Awesome.
Like, I have to. I don't have a choice.
That'll happen.
It's frustrating.
But satisfying when it works out.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is it satisfactory?
No, I haven't been satisfactorily picking very much at all. A lot of loose particulate.
Yeah.
A lot of slime.
It's the worst. Head slime. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's our body doing? Like, what the... That's stupid.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
It's protecting us, man.
Yeah.
I know, but it's so gross. It's the grossest way to protect us.
Couldn't invent a dust mask. Come on. Replaceable filters in your nose.
That would be nice.
That wouldn't be too bad.
4 months from now, you never know.
It's a brave new world. Replaceable nose filters.
No more allergies, man.
They've been around long enough now that you can even sleep in them.
Lost the patent by this point.
So much money was made.
Like Popeye.
And lost.
Was he on that show? I feel like I saw Popeye. Like, not as one of the main crew people, but like one of the crews on one of the boats. Because they had several interactions with boats, and I think he was on one of the boats.
Almost?
Yeah.
Penny's boat?
Sounds right.
Okay. I just expelled the, like, depth of my lost knowledge. I've probably seen, like, 7 episodes. Not in a row. Throughout the series, you know. And it's really a confusing way to watch that show.
Wait, are they even on the island?
Exactly. And I don't think even, like, in progression either. Because, like, right. I think I caught some on, like, a rerun and some, like, regular run. So. But it looked like a nice island. That's what I took away from it.
Yeah, don't watch that show. Don't go back and watch that show. There's too much shit. There's way more shit than that show. Was it good? It was alright. It was good for, like, if I were to go back and watch it, I would, if you were saying, like, listen, this is going to happen, I'm going to go back and watch Lost, but only under your guidance, Joel. I would say,
okay.
Watch the first season.
I can see saying this to you sometime.
Right. You ask me questions like this all the time, just about different shows. I keep telling you to watch MASH and you won't check it out, but good show.
Never even heard of it.
It's a good show. It's around. But I would say watch the first, like, season of Lost.
And that's it. Assume everybody dies.
Just, yeah, whatever. Stop. Like, just the whole first season and then say, this ends shittily. And okay. You're done. And you just saved yourself. That's but reasonable. The first season is cool because there's, like, the plane crash and there's, it's, you know, like, a little bit of sort of the island's mystery. And you get it, and you've seen the locations, and you're fucking done. Probably not even, maybe even, like, just the last half of the episodes from the first season. So if it was 16 episodes, the back half, 8.
Okay.
And just take for granted, like, there was a plane crash.
And it'll be the greatest show I ever watched.
It will not be as bad as it is.
Okay.
Have you seen it all?
Most of it.
Not all.
Do you know the ending?
Yeah.
Could you spoil that for me? I don't see myself investing in
everybody
time.
Everybody dies.
Yeah, everybody's dead.
Oh,
spoiler okay. Alert.
That's it? Like, everybody's been
everybody's
dead?
Everybody's dead. We're all fucking dead.
They're all
dead
in hell? Or whatever?
They're
all in afterlife the entire time?
They're, like,
really?
In post-afterlife.
Okay. So they
or pre-afterlife.
The plane crashed and they died.
Pre-afterlife, post-life. Right.
Some sort of limbo.
But then they had,
state.
Like... They had to get their souls in order shit-wise.
Oh, fuck that. That's
you know what I mean? Like, they had to, like, grow as a person or whatever. And then they had to meet at a church with the fat guy.
That almost, from your description, doesn't sound that bad.
It's like 4,000 episodes
of show. Did you hear me say church, dude? And it's forever long. What are you talking about? It didn't sound that bad. It sounds awful.
Well, but it only took me 3
church.
Minutes to get it off, so...
Yeah, that's
from my
true.
Time investment, that's like a reasonable story. Like, hey, there's some limbo.
Maybe it just
and...
sounds bad to me because I wasted, like, all put together, like, probably, like, what, 3 months of my life, probably?
Yeah. Oh, wait, all this is make-believe?
Standard
whatever,
church?
It was just ridiculous.
What kind of church are we talking?
Catholic fucking church, the worst kind.
Really? That's where it ends? Catholics got it right?
No, they all just meet there.
I'll be damned if,
like,
Catholics got it right.
Like, they
and I mean that.
They didn't necessarily... Yes, we will all be damned if Catholics got it right. I might be all right because I drink so much, but Austin gambles a little bit. That couldn't hurt. We might make it.
Not going to help you guys, sorry.
What are you kidding? It's what they're that's what their religion's based on.
Yeah.
Gamble and drink, come say you're sorry, and give us 10%.
That's what it's going to say.
Game, you set, and match. Go. We're fucking Catholic, dude.
Yeah, what kind of... Why? You're forking over 10% to the Catholic Church every year?
No, I'm not Catholic. That's
what I'm saying. You're out, man. Now you're out.
But I could get in at any point. Like, it's like a pyramid scheme that way. Like, at any point, I could get in.
If the rapture shows up, you know, like it's supposed to, or did, May?
May 9th, I think.
Yeah, okay. And there's like 5 months of hell on earth after that. Is the word on the street.
Yeah.
Just the warp tour everywhere. Just at all places, at all times. The warp tour is going on. Everybody's like, this is awful.
So loud.
So
terrible.
Everybody's drunk. This fucking sucks.
So many beers.
Everybody's an asshole. Look at all these assholes.
Can you, at that point, donate your money to the Catholic Church and go to heaven?
Didn't they sell tickets back in the day?
Indulgences?
Sure.
Yep.
That's what the kids were calling tickets those days. They're down as fuck. They don't care.
Buy scenes.
Yeah, that's what
If you
is.
Donate, like all your time to the church...
That was the original fucking... Oh, God damn it.
That was right. Like, damn.
Shit. What Al Gore does now. Selling carbon shits.
Yes.
Right. Yeah,
you're
that's
totally
not,
right.
That is
Al Gore
a very fair
sells
sort of analogy.
Carbon indulgences.
Maybe not fair, but accurate.
Perfect.
Huh. Nice. So we got it from the Catholics?
It's a good racket.
Wow. I never made
Scientology
that
could learn a thing or two about a thing or two. You know what I mean?
Scientology says, give me a bunch of money, and they're like, okay.
The percentage is too high, and they're too strict on people. Like, you've got to be chill if you want that regular fundage. Like, that's why they're cool. Like, no.
Right, but
literally, come
money,
play bingo here.
The people who give them money give them millions of dollars.
Right.
But you make a lot more money off of a lot more people giving you.
Yeah. Suck the masses. Eat the rich.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
Unless you're religion.
Eat the rich, but suck the masses. Catholic Church.
What is Scientology asking for? What kind of percentage are they asking?
Just your money.
A lot of money.
Give me period?
Money. A lot of your money.
Take it all?
Give me your money. Make a bunch of money so you can give it to me.
I'm going to hook you up to this e-reader. Now give me your money.
And I'll tell you things that you like.
I'll suggest books to you. I will load your playlist on the e-reader.
You'll be even closer to...
Oh, I thought the e-reader was the helmet they put on you. Didn't you tell me something about that?
Yeah, that's their helmet, the e-reader. And they hook you up to the e-reader, and they load your playlist, but you have to pay. Like, they're not just doing this out of the goodness of their heart after the first
hit.
Oh,
there's, a set price?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
You get different levels that you buy into. Like, you buy into, you're just going for your first e-reader thing.
So it's totally
money-based.
Marcy. It's
$35 in your level one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's, like, straight up, they're not hiding anything about this, huh?
I think so.
They're hiding a fair amount.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
You buy your way to the top.
All right. Any Scientologists out there, I would like to tell you that you are retarded. Retarded.
Probably are.
I'm looking at you, Catholics.
Hey, I didn't say Catholics weren't retarded either.
Whatever. I'll settle for any religion that can keep fucking pedophilia from out of the fucking ranks. And Scientology, I'm pretty sure you're guilty of that as well. Oh, that's going to be a fucking lawsuit.
Yeah, that's going to hurt you.
Fuck.
I can get away with calling them all retarded.
Stupid. Why would I do that? They have, like, the fucking Rodney Dangerfield of legal teams. They have, like, a sick fucking legal
then we're
team.
Cool. All right.
And he's drunk and he's still in school. Ugh, fuck. I'm stunned. I'm just going to stop talking. That was horrible.
And they aren't retarded. That I can call them stupid, right? Retarded.
Developmentally challenged.
Can call them whatever the fuck you please.
All right.
Cool. The Catholics, they don't sue anybody.
They're too busy defending.
Yeah. We had some legal
We got plenty of court cases. Thank you very much.
Our legal team's busy. Yeah, if you build a city of gold... That's not very godlike, you know, or Jesus-like.
There you go.
He just likes our shit shiny.
Original bling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
OB.
If you use your money that people give you to buy a gold chalice instead of help...
To find chalice. Help,
you fucked up somewhere.
Can you define chalice?
Large drinking cup.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, sure.
Are you being honest with me?
I might even go with sacred drinking cup, but I think you can have just a chalice around.
Just like a regular old chalice, and then like also a sanctified chalice.
Yeah.
So it's like, is it like a stemmed piece of...
I would naturally think goblet-ish.
Okay.
Stemmed.
Huh. I thought chalice was like way better than that. I didn't know what it was, but I got the impression it was sweet,
like
whatever
Stanley
it was.
Cup?
But still, like, better, even better than that. Like, it's a chalice, dude. Like, that sounds important and good. And to say it's a glass is like, ugh. All right, I guess.
No,
I'll take your stupid chalice.
I don't think it can be a glass. I think it has to be metal.
Any kind of metal?
Chalice.
Tin?
Like Stanley Cup.
Yeah, like Stanley Cup.
The
no.
Stanley Cup is a chalice. It's the Stanley chalice.
It might be. Is that right?
The proper
sounds
name.
Good to me. Okay. Sounds about right. That's
fill that up with
cup.
Holy water, like or the blood of Jesus or whatever it is.
Right. Yeah, fill it up with blood.
You just dump it out like they do the
yeah. Like a Gatorade bath for the coach, but like into your mouth, like under your face, just all like right. Covered in blood. Covered in the blood of the Lamb.
Thank you.
Ugh, I need a shower. The blood of the Lamb all over me.
Sticky.
Oh my God, it's sticky to everything. No, I can't walk on. I can't go through there. There's carpet dripping blood of the Lamb off me. I'll never be able to wear this shirt
just
again.
Hold your Stanley Cup chalice off the side. Like,
this thing is so heavy. And now I'm wet. I've got all this fucking blood of the Lamb all over me. I mean, the cup part of this is not big, but I got it all over my face and down my shirt. Thanks, Jesus.
Is an air horn made of farts?
Almost certainly.
Like, you've heard one, right?
Yeah.
It's like a can of something.
All right.
It's condensed fart. Let out through some sort of, like, screen that breaks the air in such a way, breaks the wind in such a way that it, like, causes that shrill noise. Right?
Factory full of people eating Taco Bell.
Just shitting into a can. Or farting into a can. My bad.
Well, there's going to be a little shit in there. Come on.
I think it's just the Taco Bell seats. I think that Taco Bell... is in on that, and they don't get a ton of it, less now, because not too many people eat in, but when you eat in, it's like a...
Well, they're taking Taco Bell to China and share it.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Fine.
Crushing it.
Well, there's a...
It's like when companies recycle their paper and get, like, paid for it. Like, Taco Bell has this byproduct, and they're able to sell that.
Okay. All taco joints, or just Taco Bell?
Just Taco Bell.
Okay.
Because you've got to have, like, there's so much infrastructure that you need. It would take a chain of that, you know what I mean? Yum Yum Corp?
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
It would take, like, you know what I mean, the financial wherewithal of a Yum Yum Corp. To
not only do we own Pizza Hut, KFC, Taco Bell, we also bring you the lovely sound of condensed farts. From air horns.
In a can.
I'm surprised that the can doesn't go in the farter's butt. Just gotta...
Well, I think because a fart, like, it still has to be compressed.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think it comes out at that compression.
I think it takes close to 30,000 farts to fill a good can.
Wow.
So...
What kind of PSR are we looking at here? So...
On your better quality horns, you're up to 80 PSI.
80?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't fart 80 PSI?
No way. No. 20, 25. Not close. Because it's like a low, like, it's not like a, you know what I mean? Like the, like, because that's such a shrill noise. I think that's why the, PSI has to be so high. I feel like that's the difference. Because you still make a noise when you fart. It's just way lower. It's like a,
okay, I see what you're saying.
Like a baritone-y.
So theoretically, you could turn yourself into an air horn.
If you adjusted your diet properly.
Like really did some
fewer RoboCop. Yeah. RoboCop farted air horn farts.
Really?
RoboCop farted air horn farts because he was filled with a person inside.
Okay.
An old, used up, dead person.
Yeah.
And then all the outside, so they just had a compression. Because he has to control crowds and shit. He has to be able to get people's attention. What better way than just to fart a little and, like, air horn noise? Now everybody's paying attention to RoboCop. Because he gets lost in crowds.
So I'm...
People don't notice him.
Doing butthole exercises right now for nothing.
I don't think you'll ever get there.
Okay, I'll stop.
I feel like I've heard of professional farters getting, like...
I forgot about professional farters.
50 PSI. Okay. Like, that's a big benchmark. And that's been broken. But no one's ever gotten to 60. But if you can get over 50, you're making serious cash.
Do you think there's a similar... where that picture with the dude that was lifting weights and his butthole fell out? Is there a similar picture of that where dude's farting?
Oh, you just made my stomach weird just from mentioning that, too.
I've never seen it, and I'm going
to don't check your show
that way.
Do not look it up.
Yeah, you aren't kidding.
Do not link. Don't do it.
Is that a YouTube video?
No.
It's a photo.
It's terrible.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it really is.
That probably is, though, the outcome of, like, at some point on the way up to 80.
What if you do steroids? Like, that probably does.
El Pantomime? What the fuck's the name of the first professional farter guy?
Wasn't Bob Farter?
No, it's a real person.
I don't know what that means.
It's a real person.
It was like an Italian, like a Pantome?
Yeah, something
like
that.
I don't remember his first name, but like...
I think people have been farting for a while.
No, but not professionally.
La Pantome.
What does that mean?
He was, during World War II... in a boat, I think, that was sunk.
U-boat, yeah.
And ended up in the water and discovered his ability to squeeze water in and out of his buttocks.
Well, that's not a fart, so...
But which led to...
Okay.
He came home and started practicing.
Right.
Who wouldn't?
What a dirty develop earth. That.
Yes.
That water was probably, like, there was, like, blood and engine parts in that water. Like, oil and, like, just awful, awful shit in there. Literally shit. Because when a body dies, it fucking poops. So, there was shit and piss in that water. And he was just pulling it back and forth out of his butthole.
That's not how you get AIDS. I don't know how you do.
How do you do it?
Pantone, father of AIDS, professional farting. One among many important Italians.
We discussed last week, I think, about the show making you crazy, or thinking you might be going crazy if you're listening. I love that we just went through a conversation I'm not sure is real or not. Like, at all. I think it is, but I know that the conversation we were having prior to that was totally not.
Exactly. I understand the problem.
I have no idea.
I don't know what's real.
I'm kind of bummed that I do know.
Sweet. Yeah, I like being... Because I'm not even sure what you're talking about right now. And every time a word leaves my mouth, it leaves my brain forever.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the context or, like... I think I'm supposed to tweet something at Leo Laporte, but that's as far back as I go. I don't remember what I'm supposed to.
We'll pay him $7.50 for a one sentence ad.
I bet he's got a solid, like, 35 PSI. You know what I mean?
He sits on that ball, dude.
That's.
Works your core.
That's respectable.
To sit on a ball, dude? Or 35 PSI?
35 PSI.
What are you guys getting? I haven't hooked up to the, what are those things called that you put your car on? Fuck.
Tire gauge?
No, the lift. No, the tester thingies.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Tire gauge. That's what I use.
One where you can
drive.
That's
what I use to measure mine.
Yeah, Matt's got it.
What?
The thing where you drive on it and you stay in place.
Dyno.
Dyno, nice. Dyno.
My
tester.
I've hooked my butt up to the old dyno lately. It's a long way to go. So what are you guys getting?
I do like 12, but I use
really?
The tire gauge.
Okay.
And so I don't know. Because we're not, now I'm concerned that we're not measuring in the same way.
We don't have the same tech.
I do, I'm like,
if you're
I'm
getting
loose.
12, if you're getting 12 with the tire gauge, man, you're
it's
probably
like,
pulling 18 system, you know?
That's not bad. That's, yeah. No, that's not legal report numbers, but.
No, well, if you are.
Have you guys seen the dyno? It's a nice, like, underwear.
Nice.
It's pretty slick.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like a gauge built into a pair of, like, briefs or boxes?
Yeah, tidy whities, I'd say.
Tidy whities.
Yeah. But you can
for
keep
the
your
seal
pants on.
Of, right.
Completely sealed.
Yeah.
You can keep your pants on?
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's going to upset the seal, I would think.
No, you'd be surprised, but it cinches up.
Hey.
Is that loud enough for everybody?
We'll get a live caller.
That makes me feel better. I was a little concerned my 12 was low for the room.
Well, I
knew it was low in general.
I just stopped my butt squeezing because apparently it's not doing anything.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think you can... You're never going to be RoboCop, though. You know what I mean?
Drop it.
Well, like, you could... I think you could even... You know, you could get up to Leo Laporte numbers from there. But he's still not even professional. And professional ain't even close to RoboCop.
Or that dude, that Italian dude.
Nobody's getting up to La Pantomime.
Really?
85? Come on.
Is that what he hit? I'm confused.
Thought that's what I...
All right.
You had numbers on that, didn't you?
You left off in the middle of the thing. The last time we left Pantome was when he was fucking squirting water in World War II in and out of his butthole that had engine parts and blood and shit in it.
That's pretty much it. He took it from there and... Took it to a career.
How did that... That seems like that would loosen, like, debris flooding in and out of your fucking colon. Seems
when
like
all
it
that spackle and paste out of there, though, got more room to build it up.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
No, that makes sense.
Did he use some sort of apparatus?
It was like a lung brush before your butthole.
All natural.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And so he was genetically scarred... Or not genetically, but he was physically scarred in that thing to such a degree that he got numbers that... Nobody except RoboCop since has gotten. And RoboCop doesn't count because he's a robot.
Exactly.
And a cop.
Exactly.
Cops can't measure their PSI, and neither can robots. It's fucking illegal because they both take injections of lead sometimes.
I get it.
Sorry, police officers. Although I think you could do a little more serving.
Almost died.
And protecting.
A little bit more.
And a little less pissing you off.
We're cool. I'm scared of you, but we're cool.
Seems unnecessary, doesn't it?
I'm scared of him, man.
Twist ties, huh?
Yeah. Just
good
put
thinking.
A little paper on that wire. Just wrap that sucker in, like, two flat pieces of paper and just glue it down.
That'll be totally helpful.
Pretty fucking helpful.
About? What do you mean? That's crazy
that
talk.
Yeah.
What would you even use that for? Like, dummy? To keep fucking bags closed and shit.
How fresh is your bread now? It could be way fresher.
Oh. Think you'd need some sort of crazy, like, scientific seal to that shit. You'd think you need Ziploc technology. Like, no, you just need a little piece of wire and some fucking paper and some glue.
Did the dude that came up with that made money? Like,
mad cash.
You think?
Like,
the first twist
money.
I did.
He probably made, like, legit money for, like, P&G or somebody. You know what I mean? He was probably some engineer.
No, it's got to go back further than P&G.
Well, I don't mean that.
How easy is it to make wire, though? It's not that easy to make wire.
What
Well, would you buy some wire? Wire was invented way before the twist tie.
You think?
Yeah, I'm thinking like 300 years before the twist tie. I think it was like 1964 they invented the twist tie.
Came out with that and the fast food ketchup packet the same year.
Same
week. The world fucking changed, man. It was a different place.
Like pre-double cow and double cow. That's how different it was.
They referred to it after that as EC.
Got nothing.
Nice. That one's just for you, Kyle. You got it. Kyle liked it. Oh, shit. By the way, Kyle, do not eat the salmon patties that they have in the cafeteria today.
Tomorrow he's good, though.
Tomorrow you'll be fine.
Okay.
They got pizza tomorrow, but salmon patties today are trouble. Hope you listen to this in the morning. If not, you might still have time to do like some Epicac and get that shit out of your system, but you're going to be violently ill if you eat the salmon patties. Keep listening.
That's good advice.
Everybody else keep listening, too, because you never know when I'm going to get around to predicting your future 4 months from now.
Yep. EC, huh?
EC, yeah. Like when Jesus was born, before Christ was a different time than after his death. And then they made the double cow and the twist tie in the same week. And the world fucking changed again.
Wait a minute.
Is that a new twist tie?
The second twist, the better twist tie.
Twist tie 2.
We don't know what it is yet.
Wait a minute. The third twist tie, because you got to think that's pretty big movement when they added plastic instead of paper.
Okay.
It's like way better.
Yeah.
The flat little plastic.
Sturdier.
It is. You can retwist.
Okay.
The new one is you just tie the bag.
That's bullshit. That's with the non-reusable. One. Is that what you're saying?
That's the new one. You just tie the bag.
Oh.
You don't need that a twist tie at all.
Oh, okay.
You just tell people, like, every time somebody ties the bag, that company gets paid because they came up with the idea.
2 cents.
Oh, so you tied your bags.
I don't know if that's going to work out.
How's that not going to work out?
Because you've got to open it back up. That's hard to do.
You untie it. Don't be a dummy, dude.
You can't
just
tie
untie
it. It's only got one side kind of thing.
It's fine.
I tie my shit tight.
They're going to come out with a new type of bag that has like two like
I get it now.
Little pieces sort of running up from either end of the bag.
Drawstrings?
You tie those together. Right. Nice. Like the Nike backpacks. It'll be like that.
Is that one of those little slidey things with a button on there?
Just tie the bag. That's the new slogan. It's super easy. Don't worry about it. And tie the bag.
EC.
EC.
All right. We discussed track pants and sweats
as the clothing of the future. Right.
Do we agree to that or no? You guys aren't on board?
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
As long as it's one outfit, I'm pretty much fine with whatever that outfit is.
No, it's not one outfit. Comfy pants.
So you mean it's not a coverall? I thought we were doing like a coverall of that material as well.
Well, you could, I guess, if you wanted to. I'm not wearing it.
Are you saying track pants is the new uniform for humanity?
I'm saying track pants are way comfier than most other pants, so we're stupid for not wearing them pretty much all the time.
Yeah, but they look stupid.
Yeah, they do.
I'm not
fully into
them.
So that's the reason that nobody's wearing them, right?
Seems a reasonable reason, I guess.
Because of how stupid they look?
But I don't care how stupid I look. I think
I don't really care either, but I think most people do care.
Yeah.
And they don't want to look stupid, and that looks stupid.
Well, I'm already saying, fuck that. I want Muslim-style robes.
That's not stupid. I like that.
Know what I'm saying?
Seems nice.
Makes you look
for the
smart
summer.
Big, long shit. Nightshirt. Like, not about, like, tech and math and, like, science and stuff, but, like, about philosophies
life.
And, like, places that you can sleep outdoors. How to,
or
like,
just
how to
little,
gut an
little,
animal.
Little shelter. Tiny little outcropping of rock or something.
Right.
You know, about sheep.
They sleep in there like our homeless sleep in trash cans. So if we put our homeless into robes, maybe they would go into the wilderness environment instead of fucking crowding up the city. And they'd love it because they're all about comfort. They're not about quality of smell, but they are certainly about comfort.
It might be nice to wear a robe.
In the summer, sure. Can you size some track pants on in the winter? Underneath?
Just wear long underwear.
Nice.
Well, there you go.
Just wear, like, super long underwear. Maybe even a sweater under there. A robe on the outside. Maybe a robe on the inside, too. An inside robe and an outside robe.
There you go.
Like an under robe.
I think you can only pull off the robe with sandals. It's going to look weird with some winter boots on.
What if you painted your winter boots to look like sandals with feet underneath
with feet
them?
In them?
Excellent. Excellent. All right.
Still
work? Solved. Yep. You're cool. We're cool again.
Fucking Halliburton.
Robes for all.
4 months, dude. We're all going to be wearing robes.
Everybody will be wearing robes.
And eating lots of meat. We got twice as much, everybody. Enjoy.
Wait, why are we eating so much meat?
Double cows,
EC, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
I'm not eating that double cow meat, dude. I want to see it.
I'm a little scared of it, too.
I want to see it. But I like my cows good old-fashioned.
So it gets sold, like, directly to McDonald's?
With a hole in their side so I can see the contents of their stomach.
If we can sell it to a joint that I know I'm not going to eat, I'll be fine with that.
You're not going to know, man.
That's no good.
At first, sure, but
no double cow for me.
It's going to get mixed in the system.
It's going to be a new organic label or organic style label, not double cow.
No double cow inside.
NDC.
Double cow safe. Ropes does sound good.
I think so.
Sounds comfy.
Can we just start doing it? Like, not fucking bathrobes. That's stupid. Like a one-piece fucking over your head.
Just a dress, pretty
much. Poncho?
With arms and, like, it looks like a robe and you have a belt, like a rope for a belt kind of shits.
Can I go sleeveless in the summer?
It's going to look kind of gay.
I don't have any rope. Can I just use, like,
a
little piece of wire?
A giant twist tie?
No, not a giant twist tie. Like, a piece of, like, I've got a thing of outdoor electrical wire that I think is long enough.
All right.
For what?
To tie around my waist.
Oh, yeah. You're cool.
Fuck. No pockets.
Why can't your robe have pockets?
No pockets.
Really?
Why not?
Like decent pockets?
Or you can just put a satchel on your belt.
Loosey-goosey pockets.
Carrying
purse. There you go.
Yep.
Coin purse.
Might as well go sleeveless then.
Take a buffalo scrotum and put it right on your wire there.
Hope you've been listening, folks.
Carry around your bone snuff.
That's not funny at all. Even I didn't hear that episode, that part of that episode. Hey, we never finished talking about the California trip.
No, we didn't.
I think we were leaving Los Angeles. That's where I think we left off, but I don't know. If you have better memory.
Stayed at Dude's place.
Right. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Did we go see the show at ASCAT?
Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't.
You'd stayed at Dude from ASCAT's place.
Yes.
Which was after that show, yeah. So...
He was not there?
No.
At the show or at his apartment?
Both.
He just gave you keys to his apartment to check it out?
Knock it up after you're done.
Yeah? Nice.
Super nice down in L.A. Amazing. Just so giving.
sounds so bullshit, but it's so totally real.
I know. That's the best part.
Yep. All right, so we left L.A.
Left L.A. in the morning. Listened to Randy Newman on the way out of town.
We're Lubbock. Do you want to describe that? Like, explain that?
Oh, just the We Love L.A. song of Randy Newman's we're listening to on the way out.
Nice.
And we had been joking that I was going to play that in the car the whole time that we were in L.A. or something.
That came pretty quick, didn't it? I thought that was like in the fucking rental parking lot. Or like, I got Randy Newman.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about...
Sounds
I was like
first thing.
I was listening to I Love L.A. on just repeat for the 2 weeks before that. Just like a ridiculous, like, oh, I'm going to fucking L.A. Me too, Randy! Woo!
And we're going to sell a song?
Oh, yeah, we were going to make a spoof like YouTube video and just like Weird Al the song to being like, maybe you can even keep it as the same... I don't know. I was either thinking about, like, describing Lubbock, Texas in the song. Like, writing a We Love L.A. Yeah. song about Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah.
And then, like, the We Love It parts of the Randy Newman L.A. song would be We're Lubbock. Because it's kind of close.
That was funny.
Not on the podcast, though. No, it wasn't. So, yeah, we drove, like, what was it, 4 hours out to L.A.?
Something like that.
5 hours, maybe.
The land between is crazy. Like, it's weird that anything could be that big and there still be things. Ah, pardon me.
It was sandy and open-y and rocky. Roady and car-y.
All those things. Fucking roll into Vegas.
What time did we hit Vegas?
2 or 3 or something,
yeah,
probably.
That sounds right. Parked in the Treasure Island parking garage.
It was weird to see, like, there's a sign for Vegas 14 miles away, and Vegas looks tiny off in the distance. And that was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. And then it was pretty big.
When you get down there, it's big. And Vegas-y.
The, like, downtown part, though, is, like, what? Like, 26 blocks by, like, 13 blocks? It's not huge.
No, it's not huge.
Like, the tall buildings part. But then I think there's a pretty big sprawl. I'm not trying to sell it short. I'm just saying.
Probably 26 blocks by one block.
Oh, really? Not much width to it at all?
No.
Okay.
The main
drag.
Yeah.
The strip.
Block on either side, or half a block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half a block, just casinos, like, shaved off at the back. Ooh, no more.
Yeah, Treasure Island parking lot. And went to Treasure Island, lost money at roulette.
Yeah, Austin plays roulette. He understands
poorly.
A little bit of how it works.
But only 20 bucks. I think I was up 20 bucks at some point in time. But
yeah, you got up a little bit, and then you went down.
Yeah.
And then later, you ended up getting a little bit of money back.
I think I spent 15 bucks to gamble 40.
There you go.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad ratio.
Playing thirds?
Playing whatever. I don't even remember.
Numbers on the inside?
Some.
It's a hard win right there.
Yeah. Well, I lost, so.
It's an easy lose.
Yeah. Vegas smells weird.
Vegas smells weird in a bunch of different ways,
yeah.
too. Like, Vegas smells weird and bad weird.
Yeah,
not even...
Not good weird. Like, not like money.
Everywhere. One
not
casino
like,
smelled like old people.
Yeah.
Fucking, I smelled leather and liquor, and it made me almost want to throw up. It was just awful.
Like, weird perfumes and shit. Like, it's just gross. It's fucking depressing. The whole place.
Super depressing.
The whole place just moping along. And granted, it was fucking Monday afternoon, but, like, super depressing. Wah, wah.
Yeah, the reggae people were not having their best show. The fucking stone man took forever to set up.
He stretched for, like, an hour and a half.
A long time. Like,
yeah.
For a Monday, like, he was working off, like, ugh. It was such a long weekend. This recession blows my fucking stone nuts. It sucks.
That was his act? Was being stoned?
Seemed to be.
He was a stone man. He was not stoned.
Oh, I see.
We did not get to throw rocks at him.
He had to stretch to stand there?
He had to stretch.
For a long time. Like, we didn't ever see him set up, did we?
No.
We sat there for
probably
an
hour. Well, I mean, he had the platform out.
Yeah.
We saw him come over, set up the platform. We probably sat there for a solid, like, hour and a half, right? Yeah. And he sets up the platform, says hi. First, he says hi to the guys playing the bongos.
Yeah.
And then he sets up his shit, and that takes a half hour to set up his shit.
You're
right. To set up his box and sign took a half hour, and then he stretched for the remainder of the hour, and then God knows how long after we left. Quite possible that
we should
have
hurry up.
Let's go, dude.
Yeah. Like, we gotta
hurry up. Act like a rock.
Stand there already, dude.
What are you stretching for, dude? You aren't gonna pull anything.
You can stretch at home. You can stretch on your time, buddy.
He didn't seem to be getting any money while he was doing that shit.
Nope.
Who's going to pay to watch stretching?
He wasn't
I'm
even
paying
by his
to
box
see somebody
most of the
stand
time.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, the silver people that were scaring people at the McDonald's.
And I saw Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp, in the bathroom. Of the McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that creep.
Yeah. He was just like, he was in the handicap stall, and there were two kids in there, and they were like,
peeing on him?
Ahoy! Like they weren't peeing on him, but they were verbally peeing on him from outside of the handicap stall. Like,
that's
they were
good.
Just yelling, like.
Did you join in?
No.
Oh, really?
I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I was taking a shit
whatever,
in the,
dude,
in the regular...
That, chose that world.
Did he choose that world, or did that world choose him?
He could have been a silver guy.
The kids wouldn't have shit to say to the silver guy.
Like,
that guy scared the fuck out of my dad. I'm not gonna... He might do the same to me. I don't wanna mess with him.
So Vegas sucks, basically, is what it was.
There's
about.
No good fucking songs.
We... No, yeah, the music was terrible.
Music was awful.
Walked a million miles down to whatever the fuck, old people casino.
Yep.
Was it Flamingo?
So sad. Yeah, I think it was.
They got a bunch of, check your show notes, a bunch of metal naked ladies leaning up against a wall.
But they're like carved out in the front.
Yeah. And that's super creepy.
Like their guts have been scooped.
What? Yeah, totally.
Because they're like right up against the wall, so it's like a part of the sculpture that you don't really see because it's right up against the wall. And so to save on metal, they're just all like shaved on like... Looks like they're like all their chest is like concave and like torso part.
They're hollow butts, basically.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
I'll show you a picture of them.
All right.
But gross because
so
everybody rubs on them. They're all shiny and like tarnished from people rubbing on butts, which is weird.
It's an interesting metaphor for the city itself.
It's true. That casino was super sad. Like all the.
This is my favorite
dealers
one
were,
because it was so fucking sad.
Dealers
like,
were old and like
right there
shitty.
On the surface. The waitresses were unattractive. The fucking... Ah! It was the best.
So bad.
I managed to be in Vegas for however long we were in Vegas and was at no point tempted to place a bet. Just like, whatever.
This world doesn't look fun.
It didn't hurt that
weird.
We were...
Flip to the next one.
Didn't hurt that we were super short on money.
Yeah, no money.
LA.
Right. And drunk as shit the night before.
Right.
Yeah, probably made for all the smells to be
worse.
Considerably worse.
Yeah, we did. And we did drink warm. Heavily with Sean.
Yeah. That was the only place with cheap beer.
Yeah.
That's crazy to see the dugout.
Yeah.
Guts of the butt sculptures.
Yep.
That's crazy.
All
right. Dugout gut. Guts of the Butt Sculpture is the name of my new punk band.
They're kind of hot. What
from
fucking...
the right side?
Riviera Hotel.
Oh, was it?
No ifs, ands, or.
That's so clever.
I get it.
They had fancy signs. In some of the places.
Big pile of crap casino.
Yeah, man.
Like a it smelled gross. Like everything smelled gross, but. Ooh, look at this.
curved fucking escalator, dude.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That's nice.
I got a video of it. I'll try to remember to put on show notes as well. It's crazy.
That's an engineering nightmare if I've
Fuck
ever heard
yeah.
one.
Yeah, I don't know how it works.
It's going to have to be collapsible up and down and side to side somehow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. It can be done, but it's not going to be cheap or
Holy
easy.
Fuck. Do you guys want to say goodbye?
I think that's best.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Got a short Bye. Show before. This one will be a little bit long. Not really, but...
See you, people.
I'm going to interrupt you guys when you say goodbye the whole time.
That's
See ya.
Coffee.
Bye. See
yeah,
ya.
It's Snort Coffee on Twitter.
Bye.
Bye.
937-551-1040.
Take it easy,
I miss anything?
What was that number?
937-551-1040.
Snort Coffee. Oh, wait. That was too late to interrupt. Shouldn't wait for you to finish and then interrupt. It's really not interrupting at all, is it?
Thanks for listening. Tell some people.
I wouldn't.
Tell your friends. Don't tell your mom.
Don't you tell somebody else's mom.
Tell somebody else's mom. Don't tell your mom, though.
Yeah. You might. You're probably better to not tell your friend's mom.
If your mom's
like,
married,
you can't hang out with him anymore.
Yeah. I think maybe if your mom's been married 3 or more times, you can tell her.
Okay.
I think
reasonable.
She's probably like.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Just as a marker of like what she's experienced, I would guess.
Yeah.
That based
on my
that.
Mom a whore.
No.
Experience in life enough to
she's
get a joke.
Enough, you know what I mean? Like,
or to know we're not serious. How many fucking spiders
wait,
are out here?
Your mom has been divorced 3 times because she doesn't like Family Guy?
And I don't think that was the reason.
The show hasn't even been around
just,
that long.
Yeah. I don't know.
Your mom had you out of wedlock, and then between the span of time in which Family Guy was on the air, got married and divorced 3 times.
Precisely.
Wow.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Maybe your mom is a whore, then. If that's the case.
I don't think so, but...
Well, sure, you wouldn't think so. You can't provide a,
Hope
you
I
know,
wouldn't
outside
think so.
View.
I admit I'm biased.
I'm sorry I called your mom a whore. I'm sorry I asked.
I'm sorry you did, too, man.
Have we discussed black people driving ghetto, like, redneck cars?
It's not redneck when they do it.
I think we actually did.
I'm kind of thinking, like, I wrote a note for myself a while ago.
Yeah.
And now that I'm, like, saying it, I'm like, shit, we talked about that once.
Yeah, every time I see it, I'm like, woohoo, fucking up them stereotypes.
Lots of Trans Ams, Mustangs,
Jeeps. Oh, wait.
Only
borrowed Jeeps.
Segment. Of the African-American population.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg
it's
is
not
the
a lesbian
only black
car.
Person driving a Jeep.
It's not a lesbian Jeep if it doesn't have mud, if it has mud on it. In a fair amount.
I thought they kept it clean traditionally, but...
So I'm saying.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand.
No self-respecting lesbian's gonna let mud caked up on her Jeep.
So she just washes them.
Just what?
Just washes it immediately.
Yeah.
Straight to the car wash.
Beautiful.